my steadfast, sure love for David. See, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. See, you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that you do not know, you shall run nations that not, excuse me, and nations that do not know you shall run to you, because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way, and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord, that he may have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Let us pray together, Psalm 27. O God, you are my God. I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you.
A reading from Timothy. As for those who in the present age are rich, command them not to be haughty or to set their hopes on the uncertainties of riches, but rather on God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, generous, and ready to share, thus storing up for themselves the treasure of a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of the life that really is life. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith. Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all of these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. The Gospel of Christ. May the words of my lips and the meditation in all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. Amen. Please be seated. Last Sunday, Jonathan talked to us about what he called an eternity earthly dynamic, or the tension between living in the kingdom of God and living in our surrounding world. He based the talk on the Gospel of Matthew, the first part of chapter 6, to reflect on the place of money in our lives. I'm going to continue that reflection using the last part of chapter 6 in Matthew to reflect how we decide to spend our money. How do you decide to spend your money? Do you pay it out grudgingly or cheerfully? Do you only pay if you receive a bill? Or do you sometimes look at others around you to see what they might need, or what might make them happy? When you have good service at your restaurant meal, do you think, they get paid for this, and they just got a raise in minimum wage? Or do you give them a healthy tip? My basic concept of spending money has usually been to cover all of the necessities, food, clothing, shelter, taxes, and health care, and then look at what is left over and use that spread between entertainment, relaxation and recreation, and charitable giving. But let's look at what Jesus has to say. The gospel today is part of what's usually called the Sermon on the Mount, one of Jesus' early sermons. He started with the Beatitudes and several other topics in Matthew chapter 5. He followed with discussions on prayer and money in Matthew chapter 6. And he finished with talking about behavior in chapter 7. And when he finished, those who were listening to him and who had probably sat on the hillside for hours, gave him a standing ovation. As Eugene Peterson says in his translation, The Message, when Jesus concluded his address, the crowd burst into applause. They had never heard teaching like this. It was apparent that he was living everything he was saying. Quite a contrast to their religious teachers. So no 10-minute or 8-minute limit or whatever for Jesus. Today, gospel started with the statement from Jesus, you cannot serve God and money. A very important something to think about in this week following the announcement of the Alberta election. Jesus follows by telling the people not to be anxious and goes on to explain, life is more than food and the body more than clothing, giving examples of why they needn't be anxious about where to obtain either. And he finishes up this section by telling them, as the hymn we just sang says, to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Wow. Sort of hits you right between the eyes, doesn't it? Especially that one word, first. We should invest in helping the kingdom of God to become a reality before paying condo fees, before buying the groceries, before paying the taxes. And just before this, Jesus said, don't be anxious. Points to meditate on. What does Jesus say about how we might do this? He seems to be saying, God will make sure we get the food we require. But in the middle of an Edmonton winter, can we say a prayer and then go out and pluck a banana or an orange that we're craving off of a tree? He seems to say, we don't need to worry about clothing. Look at the lilies of the field. But it's pretty darn warm most of the time in Palestine, I think, but not in an Edmonton winter. If we look around us, we see people that do not get enough to eat, people who do not have enough warm clothing. I've heard it said that there's enough food produced in our world to feed all of the people. However, there are problems of distribution, of greed and hoarding, of people charging so much money for their part of the food chain that the food becomes too expensive for most to buy it. I've heard it said that the clothing industry is the second worst polluting industry in the world. In the world. Second only to the hydrocarbon industries. In our Western world, 6 out of 10 items of clothing purchased will end up in the landfill within the first year. Much of the clothing production facilities do not properly handle their waste products, and river systems become badly polluted because treating effluent before it's dumped is too great a cost. Now, I don't know what the solution might be. If I did, I'd make a fortune. But we need to give much thought to how we're spending our money, how what we're buying was produced. Did the producer follow all the rules and treat their workers well? Is anybody in the chain from producer to purchaser greedily raking off huge profits? At income tax time, coming up soon, I check on what percent of our total income goes to charity, and hope it is around 10%. But I think now, is that enough? Perhaps we can look at our weekly menu and see if we're being extravagant. Perhaps we need to look in our closets. In another part of the gospel, Jesus said, if you have 2 shirts, give one to somebody who needs it. How about if you have 7 or 20 shirts What do you do? We certainly need to ponder and meditate on all of these things, the things that Jesus said on the Mount, and bring it up to date for us for today. I have one good story I wanted to share. At one time I was going to talk about where my money comes from, but it didn't fit anymore. So please give me an unrelated minute or so. A few years ago, Betty and I were in Calgary to see our grandkids celebrate their first communion in the Catholic Church. The main speaker was the Archdeacon of Calgary, Archbishop of the Diocese of Calgary. He said to all who were there, "You know, I'm so happy today. You see, I just cashed my first old age pension check. You know, what a wonderful country we live in. They pay you a salary just for getting old." The junior high teens weren't impressed, but all the grandmas and grandpas there thought it was a hoot. Jesus finishes this sermon saying, "Do not be anxious about tomorrow. We should live each day as it comes, and God will help us with tomorrow." Amen.